It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about a Milwaukee production of a play that tackles race and class issues framed in the aftermath of the verdict in the Rodney King trial back in 1992.
But first, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins us to talk about Governor Walker's recent decision to set a $20 million limit on the cost of any new legislation. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what does the governor had to say about why he's capping spending on new legislation at $20 million?
If you listen to what the governor said, it wasn't exactly a firm cap. I mean, he didn't send out a letter to the legislature and say, look, I see you're taking up a lot of bills. Some of these have a price tag. I want you to know we're not going to go above $20 million. It was just sort of at the tail end of a bunch of questions from reporters at after an event yesterday in Madison, a lot of them circulating around the budget. And the governor was asked, you know, is there a limit? And he said, you know, I think it needs to be in the range of $20 million. So it's not a firm cap, but he thinks that that would be a good number to hit.
Sounds like a suggestion, a firm suggestion at this point.
Yeah, it gives him some wiggle room, though. So if there are bills that they really like and that both chambers agree on, and, you know, he doesn't want to be in the position where he's vetoing bills by the Republican legislature. He just hasn't done that, and I don't think he's going to do that. You could imagine him exceeding that $20 million spending cap. But it was definitely unusual to hear the governor come out and say, we maybe need to watch what we're spending here.
So I've heard that there needs to be $65 million in the reserve fund. So what does that leave for new bills at this point?
I mean, if you consider all the money and you kind of take out this statutory reserve that they're supposed to put in there because they can get around that easily, they would end this two-year budget with an estimated $135 million. It's a two-year budget that, if you include all funds, is north of $70 billion. So that is not a lot of money. So then you start looking at these bills, and when you've only got a $135 million cushion, you have to look at every bill more critically. And so you've heard today the Joint Finance Committee met. They had a number of bills that had a price tag on them. And you heard Democrats saying, look, we actually agree with some of these bills. We're on some of these bills, meaning, you know, they're co-sponsors of some of these bills. But we have to look at everything in a new light now because we have the governor out there saying that, you know, we can only really spend $20 million more. And we have this new Fiscal Bureau memo out there saying that we don't have that much more money to spend, period, over the next couple of years. So I think you're going to hear that refrain quite a bit as we wrap up session here, that there's only so much money to go around.
Well, as you said, a bunch of bills scheduled for a vote in the Joint Finance Committee. How seriously are legislators taking that? As you said, it's a suggestion, a firm one, but how seriously is it being taken?
It sounded like some of the majority Republican lawmakers are saying $20 million sounds like a good number. But then you go through and you start adding them up and you realize that they could surpass that pretty quickly. There's a package of bills that the Assembly Speaker wants dealing with Alzheimer's funding. That adds up. You've got, you know, a package of bills that the governor wants for college affordability. Those aren't huge, but they add up. I mean, there's, you know, $5 to $6 million there. You've got this civil service bill that was just passed that both sides want. There's price tags on that, too. You can get to 20 pretty quick.
We're talking to Sean Johnson right now, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. We're talking about Governor Walker's announcement today that he intends to cap any new legislative spending to $20 million this session. And Sean, what about Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald? What has he said about this, given all of the bills that are in motion right now?
Yeah, Senator Fitzgerald said something that actually came before the governor's comments on, you know, maybe we should hit about $20 million. This was at a meeting of the Wisconsin Counties Association. And they at the County Association, they have a representative from Senate Republicans, Senate Democrats, Assembly Republicans, Assembly Democrats, just kind of a casual roundtable. And they're asked to talk about what they see coming up the remainder of this session, what's going to come up next session. And Senator Fitzgerald volunteered next session, which is 2017, the budget. And he spoke about it in pretty dire terms. He said, I think next budget's going to be as tough as this budget. He said, you know, that the revenues aren't going to be there to keep up with spending. And his words, he says, that's what I lose sleep over because those are very difficult decisions. And, you know, so that puts another perspective on it, because this past budget was pretty tough by a lot of people's standards. You had a $250 million cut to the University of Wisconsin. In order to keep spending money on roads, they had to continue borrowing for roads and just a variety of other programs that had cuts in this budget, even at a time of economic growth.
Are there any bills that strike you at this point based on the reading of the political tea leaves that seem particularly vulnerable?
There are some bills that would cut taxes in a variety of ways. One in particular just passed committee this week. It's pretty technical, but the Department of Revenue said that it could be a fiscal estimate of maybe a couple $100 million. That's going to be tough to justify if indeed the governor wants to keep spending below that, and you just don't have that much money in the state's coffers. As far as the college affordability stuff, because the governor has put so much of an emphasis on that and basically made that his signature issue for the remainder of the session, it's only about $6 million total. I would expect that to pass. I think everything else, you kind of have to take it issue by issue.
Based on the quote that I read, the governor said that if money was going to be put toward public education down the road, there needed to be a good base. How does that factor in?
It's going to be hard to have that base. So, I mean, he's talking about, when he talks about the base, he's talking about this is how much money we go into the next budget with, basically. And he's talking about a variety of ways to increase funding on education, changing the way that the state insures its workers to a self-insurance system. But even if he does that and the state recognizes savings of, let's say, $40 million is what one report projected, that's just not big. I mean, I think there's not at this point a lot of money that's set aside for K-12 education unless some dramatic changes are made.
And Democrats, as expected, have been critical of this. They're saying that the state has turned down millions of dollars in federal money. What money are they talking about?
I mean, you kind of go back to the entire, Walker administration and some of his early, her early decisions in office were turning down federal money. You remember the high-speed rail. The notable decision that he continues to make now that is reversible is they're turning down federal Medicaid money. And, he said over and over he doesn't want to have an expansion of Medicaid in Wisconsin as part of Obamacare. But that is costing the state, hundreds of millions pretty much every year that they don't do it. So that's something that Democrats have continued to hit home, especially as other Republican governors do accept that money.
Sean, to the best of your knowledge, has there ever been a suggested cap like this on new legislation?
I suppose it could come up because it was kind of a casual number that was thrown out there. But it's definitely unusual to hear a governor talk in those terms, because now it'd be very easy for people to come back and say, well, hey, we did the math and these bills that you added up here, you're spending more than $20 million and you're not exactly leaving us on firm financial footing for the next budget. So that's why you don't hear governors, and specifically Governor Walker, make specific promises like that when it comes to spending, because in a way it ties their hands.
And do you think, as you said, this might leave a little bit of wiggle room? What do you make of the way that he's, kind of a toss-off at the end of a question instead of a big announcement?
Yeah, he you don't want to see, any governor doesn't want to put themselves in a box, basically. And so for him to come out and say, I will only allow $20 million, nothing more, this session, he's going to end up making enemies in his own party, because there might be a few bills in there that, on dementia, for example, and Alzheimer's funding, those are not extremely expensive bills, but they have a cost. But they're a priority of the Assembly Speaker. If he wants to continue to work with the Assembly Speaker on stuff, he might be expected to sign those bills once they get to his desk. And if he made that firm promise, it's going to be hard for him to do that.
Sean, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, talking about Governor Walker's suggestion that he intends to cap new legislative spending to $20 million this session.